My full name is Bjørn Christensen. I was born in Denmark, Copenhagen, 1980, which makes me 37 now, but I came to America twice. I came here first as part of education. That's my master's degree. Back then I was 27. Then I went back to Denmark after I completed that. Then I moved back here when I was actually immigrating, and that was in 2014. So I was been 34. Denmark is a lot like America in many ways. So I kind of grew up in what would be sort of suburban. It reminds me a lot of what I see now growing up. We had a relatively small house with a tiny yard. I have a sister. We had to wait a little bit longer than my friends my same age for like TV shows that came from America. That was a bigger deal when I was growing up. I remember thinking about that. But beside that, it was very similar. I grew up in the city of Copenhagen, and that city, biking, is much more convenient there. So I would always bike to work, bike to school. And I do miss using my bike and using my car less. What brought me to America? Well, first time, because I actually, you know, sort of went twice, I came to America because of education. There was a school in Los Angeles that I really wanted to attend to, and I got there, acquired a scholarship that helped me do that. So that's what brought me the first time. And when I was living in America back then, I met who is now my wife. So after I completed my school and we went back to Denmark, we actually had a kid in Denmark. I have a 4-year-old daughter. And we had to decide whether we wanted to raise her in America or in Denmark. And we chose to go to America. So that's what brought us to America the second time. Struggles. I did get stuck in Canada for a month. When we applied for my green card, which is, you know, how I got here, we had to go back to Denmark just about the time that I was supposed to get it. You get a green card in the mail. And I hadn't received my actual green card. We'd done all the paperwork and everything, but we were told that it would just arrive. We went to Denmark and the administration sent the card to the wrong address. So as I was flying back to America with my family, by then my daughter was just half a year old, I actually had to get off the plane in Toronto. It was a overlay, and my wife had to rent a car and drive to a place here in Pittsburgh and get the green card from the proper address. It was fortunate enough that it all worked out. My wife's family used to live here. She grew up in Pittsburgh. They have now actually moved to California. So when we got here the first time, we sort of went to stay with them in their house. Then we chose, you know, to stay, and we got our own house. But yeah, that would have been because of family. I was surprised how much Pittsburgh looks like Sweden, actually, with all the trees and the green. Before, I used to live in Los Angeles, which is much more like a desert. It does not have the same vegetation as we have here. So I remember thinking it's a very green and nice and hilly place. That was my first thought. It's a nice city, I thought, when I got here the first time. In many ways, a lot of things remind me of Denmark, being our cultures are actually relatively similar. And Pittsburgh specifically, I sometimes think about the Children's Museum. When I got here, our daughter was not in daycare yet, and applying for green card, you're not allowed to work until you got your papers right. So in that period, I would take a lot to the Children's Museum. That often reminded me of some of the museums that I knew from Copenhagen. I have a bunch of good friends. I met them way back in high school. You could say I left them behind. And my family, obviously. It wasn't so hard leaving them behind. I guess it's more because it wasn't a dramatic thing. It didn't feel hard at the moment. But good friends you miss. I sometimes wonder the difference between all the times and now, because at least I can Skype with my family, with my sister, with my parents. So that's a nice way of communicating. It feels like you're leaving people behind less. I imagine it would be worse back in the days where you could only send letters every so often. But yeah, there's a transition phase where it feels less like leaving things behind and then more like acquiring new when you move, I feel.